Being Mindful, your weekly broadcast where we discuss issues pertaining to our quality of life as Christians. So welcome to today's show with your hosts, Maxine and Deji. It is always a joy to have you here with us on this great day. Interestingly, a very significant day. For us here in the UK, a significant day for us in Great Britain, but also on the scale of things, a significant day for the world as we know it. But we will get to that in a short moment. This is Being Mindful, and as usual, we always invite you to join us on the show. So if at any point as we discuss you have a thought, you'd like to join the conversation, you can do so using our social media handles at PHBC London, whether that's Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. But the easiest way to contact us in the show and be part of the conversation is using the PHBC Radio app. If you click the button for contact the studio, your message can come straight to us here in the studio. So once again, welcome to Being Mindful. And hello, Maxine.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. I'm grateful. What a day we are having today.
I know, it's amazing.
It is amazing. It's been a great week. It's been an eventful week. Mm-hmm. I truly give God thanks for last week's show. It was quite great. We had some really good feedback on last week's show. Mm-hmm, I know that. And this week, not just this week, let me say today.
Yes.
Is a significant day. And so why is today a significant day, Maxine?
Well, if you haven't heard, I'm sure many have, but if you haven't heard, if you haven't been able to listen to the news or even just, I'm sure people are speaking about it on the streets, to be honest with you. Our Queen, Elizabeth
II
has gone home. Let's put it that way, shall
indeed,
we?
Indeed, indeed.
Gone home to be with the Lord. I know she was a Christian.
She was, I believe
we
so
thank
too.
Thank God for that.
I do believe so too.
Yes.
So unfortunately, the Queen has died, Queen Elizabeth II. She reigned for 70 years, just a few short months ago.
Yeah, we celebrated her life.
Her Diamond Jubilee.
Yes.
And really gave God thanks for her.
Mm.
And this is a significant thing for us
definitely.
As a nation, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It would be remiss of us not to discuss these sorts of issues. I know that our regular listeners, the last show we were talking about parenting in the new normal, something like positive parenting.
Positive parenting in the new normal.
And I know we said we would pick up, you know, the part two of that. But I think in the light of what's happened with the Queen and the royal family, it's right of us to give this justice.
Yes, I totally agree. You know, as I was coming into the studio today, I thought about what does the Queen represent? And she represents family.
Mm.
And she represents a strong family.
Mm.
You know, we can look at some of the issues that impacted the Queen's family, the royal family. But, you know, let's be real here. We all have issues in our family. And we sometimes, you know, some issues are, you know, ones that are short and have a massive impact. Some are long, many, many years and go over, you know, from generation to generation. But the Queen, she stood for family.
Yes.
And
yes.
she, and no matter what she had to deal with, she led the family. She led her family. The level of respect that I think she has, not just in her own family, but the family around the world.
Yes.
You know, she was his, you know, the head of state, 54 countries, I believe it is, Commonwealth countries. You know, we just celebrated the Commonwealth Games, as it were.
Yes, that's right, last month.
Absolutely. Mm. So there's been a lot that I think today's program we're going to touch on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think you're absolutely right. You think about her, 96 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking mother.
Yes.
She was a mother. She was a monarch.
Yes.
And
a grandparent.
She was a grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
She was a great grandmother.
Yes.
And in some regards, I think sometimes we miss the fact that she was a human being.
Yes. She's
just a regular human being like we are.
Absolutely. You know, whenever they showed or they spoke to her, you know, they always spoke about her eyes.
Mm.
They said that she had these bright, I believe that they were blue. I hope they were blue. You know, these piercing, bright eyes. And that speaks a lot because they say your eyes are the gateway to your soul.
To the soul.
Mm. And they always said that, you know, she was very engaging. And that's you know, that's special. She's 96. Come on.
Yes, exactly.
She was well in tune. She wasn't, you know, not aware of what was going on around her. She was involved. She was engaged.
And I love the way he's talked about her being, you know, well in tune and being aware mm-hmm. of the things that are going on around her. And yeah. the people that have actually met her
yeah.
will tell you that this woman looked at you
yes.
and spoke to you. She yes. didn't speak at you. She mm-hmm. didn't speak over you.
Yeah, she wasn't, you know, condescending.
And not at all. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not at mm-hmm. all.
Very
and,
engaging.
You know, she engaged and she asked them, what do you do?
Yes.
Who are you? What's yes. your particular role?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes.
And, you know, for someone who ruled and reigned over, well, not just the 70-odd million in this country,
mm-hmm.
but millions and millions, you know,
yes,
across
worldwide.
Hundreds of millions
mm-hmm.
across the various countries.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful thing,
it's
isn't
awesome.
It?
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I strongly believe that she held her family together.
Mm, mm,
and I believe that, you know, she imparted strong words, wisdom, insight,
values,
ethics, morals.
Yes.
She represented, you know, okay, she wasn't an open, maybe we don't know, but she wasn't sort of open about her Christian faith to that degree as we may know it.
Yes, yes.
But we are aware that she did go to church, she did. God was center of her life.
And we saw that reflected speech after speech after speech.
Yes.
Whether that was Parliament, whether that was Christmas,
yes,
speech after speech
in
after
the
afternoon.
Speech
on the Christmas. Hey, listen, this Christmas we're going to have the King's
speech.
That's
going to be different, isn't it?
The King's speech.
Oh my God.
They're going to change our money.
Oh my God.
They're going to change
That's
our
deep.
Money.
I didn't
yes,
think about
yes, 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 yes. They're going to change our money.
Oh my God.
They're going to change
reality check.
They're going to change our money.
That's deep.
Yes, 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 yes. Even the post office,
wow.
ER, Elizabeth Regina, that's all changing.
King of it's, kings, Lord of lords is coming, right?
Oh, Lord, come soon.
Well, and you know, we have a new king, as you said. We'll have a new king.
Oh, we will. Yes,
will,
yes,
will,
yes,
give
yes,
me.
Yes.
And consort.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a new word for us.
Well.
I'm just saying.
Consort. Until he becomes, he's until the coronation,
yeah.
then his wife can then be, I suppose, queen
yeah.
by his side,
yes.
As consort.
Wow.
This is all. But, I mean,
wow.
again, you know, these are one of those things that in our lifetime,
mm-hmm.
You know, last week we were talking about parenting and
yeah.
how we grew up and the values that our parents taught us, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever think in your lifetime
mm-hmm.
you would witness the change of reign of one monarch to another? Did you ever envisage you would see currency change? You would see the money reprinted?
Oh my goodness.
You know, you would see wow. post office stamps
yeah.
change. You would see, you know, the ER
yeah.
on the post office yeah. boxes have to change
yeah. Yeah.
to the initials of the reigning monarch. All of those things that have been in place for 70
mm.
years
mm.
of her reign have to change.
Wow.
All the insignia that
mm.
relate to her
yes.
have to go.
Yeah.
She
that.
Will no longer, from the moment that crown hits the head of
yeah,
the king,
yeah.
that's it.
Wow.
It's done.
Wow.
All that change has to happen immediately and instantly. It is no longer
wow.
about her reign. You know, I mean, at the moment, obviously, you know, she is now the former.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
She is, her time's done.
Yes.
And,
wow.
you know, and in some regards, and I think that it's really mm. wonderful that we have an opportunity on this show
yeah.
to just give God thanks.
Totally agree.
How many countries of the world
totally.
Have had a queen or a king
mm.
and they're in chaos right
yes.
now?
Yes.
The currency's
yeah.
down the toilet. And
mm.
it's easy for us to sit here with our entitled selves. Sorry, sorry,
mm.
I'm doing that. And mm. so, this country ain't good enough. This country. You know
mm.
what? Go to Thailand.
Yeah, come
and
on
see
now.
What happened when their king died. Go and live in Thailand for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
you want to come play, this country ain't good. I'm Nigerian, you know. Hey, go to Nigeria. I'll give you my cousin's number. You can go live with him for a year.
Wow.
See how you... So we've we're in a place of privilege.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a place of privilege,
mm-hmm.
and safety, security.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And some of that is we can attribute to the steadfastness with which she reigned.
I totally agree.
She brought honor to the position.
Yeah. She held a family together that was in chaos. They were in chaos.
You know, we're talking about positive parenting. And even, you know, people say, oh, look at her boys. Look at that. Stop.
No, they're grown men.
They made their choices.
Absolutely.
But she was the one constancy of integrity, of honor, dignity.
And you saw that. You saw that whenever they were around her, you know, not just her children, but her grandchildren, the whole family, you know, other cousins or whatever around, you saw that they honored her.
They calmed right down.
You saw that they were in their place,
as it were.
They honored, they respected. And, you know, as you mentioned us, you know, last week talking about positive parenting, the new normal.
Yeah.
The point is, there's lots we can learn from the Queen.
Yes.
We can. You know, she was the head, like I keep saying. And many of our listeners out there, you know, are the head, have been the head for some time. And it's maybe time to check, look and think, well, okay, what more can I do for my family?
Mm.
Maybe their family, your family's going through a bit of a, you know, a high and a low moment or whatever. Try to use this to bring your family back into alignment. Because the point is, there was many things going on in the royal family, but she brought them back into alignment, brought them back into remembering who they are.
Yes, what their role is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that's absolutely, absolutely critical. You know, one of the things that she did, and I've just seen a comment here from one of our listeners. One of the things that she did was she epitomized, you know, a few months ago during the Jubilee, I think that was in June, right?
Yeah.
Here at church, we did a series on Esther, the Queen.
Ooh, I love that book.
Absolutely, on who she is. And, and just drawing parallels between, you know, for us, you know, I think it was called Fractured People, Faithful God.
Okay.
You know, and drawing parallels between the life of Esther and the life of Queen Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Esther didn't choose to be queen. She was taken, as it were.
By force.
Elizabeth didn't choose this.
Yes.
She wasn't actually meant to be the one. She was queen because of an abdication.
Yes.
She was queen because her uncle died, and then her uncle was like, "Nah, man, I don't want this. I've got my woman, and I want to just pursue that."
Thanks.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't choose this.
Mm-hmm.
Esther in the Bible had to serve the people. Elizabeth had to serve the people.
Mm-hmm.
But more than this, one of the things she epitomized was faithfulness to your calling.
Amen.
It's not about your want. It's not about your wish or your like or some of the, forgive my language, some of the wishy-washy, woolly, namby-pamby stuff that we complain about in our first world.
She was strong.
She was strong.
She was a woman of strength.
Absolutely.
And when you think about that, from a young age, I believe she was 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
From a young age, she was a very strong woman. She had, you know that term, you're older than you are, or something like that. You have an old head, and you're
above your years.
When you think about that, that's what she epitomized. And in terms of Esther, Esther served, but she was helped by Mordecai.
Yes,
and I'm sure it was the queen's faith.
Yes,
that helped her.
That helped her.
I'm sure she was a woman of prayer.
Yes. Yes, and I firmly agree with that. I firmly agree with that.
Yeah.
Wow. If you're listening, to Being Mindful. If you just joined us on PHBC Radio, and typically this show, we discuss issues that pertain to our quality of life as Christians. We want to invite you to join the conversation. Just punch on the button that says contact the studio within the PHBC Radio app, or you can reach us via social media at PHBC London. Send us a message. We would love to hear your comments, your opinions, your questions around what we're discussing. Today, our key topic is on the life and legacy of Queen Elizabeth II, who sadly passed away today, who sadly died earlier today. And so thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. Maxine, you know, and I think this point that you were making about being steadfast, mm-hmm. being that guide, mm-hmm. being the anchor.
Mm-hmm.
That's important, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. You know, there are so many things going on around the family, the structure of the family, the change, the new normal, new dynamics of the family. And so, as I said before, for our listeners, for us, you know, what can we take away from today?
Mm.
What's happened today? You know, I think, you know, when you realize, we all have to pass one day. Let's be real here, you know.
Yeah.
We all have to, but what does that mean for the family? How does that, when I say that, I mean it in context of, okay, how are we planning together as a family? Or is it, well, you know, I have a brother or a sister or whatever, and I don't speak to them for how many years?
Mm.
Or I have a child that I cannot engage with. We've got to find a way. We've got to find a way to engage. We've got to find a way to reconnect. We've got to find a way. Yes, we may have differences. We're allowed to have differences.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to.
We can even disagree.
It's one precisely. One that, you know, suit, as it were, isn't tailored for every single person. However, what does that mean for us today? Where we're looking at cultures. Last week, I think we spoke about being, you know, cultural impact and so forth. You know, maybe even beliefs. Some people might have a complete different belief in their family, a mixture, Muslims or Christians or whatever it may well be. But the fact is, you're still family.
Yeah.
And let's try to go back to that place, because it does matter. If you are the matriarch, if you are the head of your family, then you have a role to play.
Yeah.
And that role should be focused on, how can I bring my family back together? Because one day you won't be here. This idea we're going to live forever doesn't happen. It's not real, you know. And so therefore, look at, time has 70 years. I can't even imagine, you know,
one or two years.
Yeah, 70 years. Can you imagine that job? I'm sure there was times when she thought, I can't do this anymore. You know what? I'm done.
The other day, wasn't it day before yesterday or 3 days ago?
Yeah.
That she shook hands with Elizabeth Truss and said, I'm going to invite you now as leader of the ruling party, give you the opportunity to form a government for my country.
Yes.
One of the last official duties that she did was to give that opportunity to form a new government.
Yes.
Can you imagine just for a moment if that election had taken place today or yesterday and the woman and the queen had died?
Yes.
Where would that have left us politically? Where would that have left us as a country? So the last thing, she was at home in Balmoral, her private residence.
Yes.
She'd gone home now.
Mm.
Buckingham Palace is the office.
Yeah.
Windsor Castle is the official, you know, it's the office. It's just the other official house.
Mm.
Balmoral was her home.
Yes.
She was like, listen, I want to go home.
Yes, true.
Yeah.
So true.
And so she had that opportunity to do that.
Mm.
And so from a leadership perspective, we see this woman right now. I'm just considering these thoughts. Imagine where we would be as a country politically in terms of the chaos in government.
I totally agree.
And so we have no choice but to give God thanks for her life. And her legacy, Well, listen, let's listen to some music now. I want to, which one should we do? Let's listen to this one. It's a quite well known track, but this is a different version. First made popular by Israel Houghton or Israel Houghton, depending on how you want to say it. This is a jazz version by a man called Sam Levine, and the song is "I Am a Friend of God." Wow. Hallelujah. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you are listening to Being Mindful for the first time, welcome to the show. If you've just joined us, welcome to the show. Today we are talking about the life and legacy of Queen Elizabeth II, Queen of England, Queen of Great Britain, who died earlier today. And we've been talking about what it means as a parent, what it means as a leader, mm-hmm. and what it means in terms of us and the example we receive, we see of, you know, where we as individuals need to step into and walk in what God has called us to do and yes. be and fulfill mm-hmm. the various elements in who God has called us yeah. to be. Mm-hmm. And during the break, we were talking about how, you know, she was, I mean, you said it several times, Maxine. You talked about the fact that, yes, as a mother, mm-hmm. as the head of a family, mm-hmm. but, and you kind of may have hinted at it or alluded to it, but what we haven't explicitly said is mm-hmm. her family was kind of a little bit messed up.
Yes, indeed.
Isn't that just like other families? It's absolutely. So easy to look at somebody like her and say, oh, her family is messed up. Mm-hmm. Says you, whose mm-hmm. family is perfect. Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Yeah, but look at what she did. She had her sons who were bickering and squabbling and getting involved in all sorts of things that sons mm-hmm. often get involved
yes.
in.
Yes, yes.
And what did she do? She was still mummy.
Yes, yes.
She was still that.
Yeah, they honored her.
Because she lived a life worth honoring.
Yes, yes.
She did not sully her name.
Yes. You know, I have to say this. I'm going to just throw it in there, as it were. I hope, my prayer, as the families come together, as the family draw together, my hope, my prayer is that Harry and Meghan are involved.
Yes.
They're welcomed, pulled in. Yes.
They're still family.
Yes, absolutely.
Put your differences aside. Stop it now.
Come on. He's never, you know, you don't suddenly, you know, you move out and then you stop being family. Of course not.
Exactly.
So, you know, again, you know, let's deal with the things that are going on in our family. This, for me, is making me check me. It's making me check. Well, is there anything I need to do with my family? You know, my extended family, my cousins included, not just my immediate family or my whole home. You know, my uncles, aunties, even long-time friends. You know, you've got some friends that are like family.
Yes.
You know, and as the church family, let's deal mm-hmm. with some issues. Let's mm-hmm. deal with some stuff. Mm-hmm. This is the dawning of a new day.
Indeed. Indeed.
In a big way.
Indeed.
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard.
Oh.
But the thing is, we don't know for this country. Hmm. We don't know where we're going yet.
Not yet. No, it's not crystal clear.
Early days. We may have prophetic words here and there, but those words have to be played out. And so, you know what? Let's get involved. Call your family. Call somebody. Call. Wow, did you hear about the Queen? I'm sure everyone's heard it by now, but I'm just saying, as a starting point of conversation, as a starting point of reconciliation, restoration, you know, because the fact is 70 years is a long time.
Like I said, in one job.
Oh, my goodness. In one job. But today, we're in a job for 1 year. Mm-mm, that's it. I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Somebody sat on your desk. Oh my God. You know, the hot desk.
They didn't even sit on your desk. They moved your milk from the middle shelf to the bottom shelf.
Well, but still, they even used your milk.
Hey.
And they finished the last piece of the milk. That's
sacrilege,
the worst bit. Lord.
Sacrilege. Can't drink my tea without milk.
Come on.
Because they drank my milk, that's it. The world must end.
Seriously, wow.
But what an example of leadership.
Yeah.
And the example that she shows and has shown to various world governments.
Oh my goodness.
To other leaders across the world.
Yes.
When you see, and also, let me say this, there's a graciousness with which she carried herself.
Yes, statesman. or yes, stateswoman,
exactly,
stateperson.
A proper queen.
She was.
She wasn't some mm-mm. raggedy. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. She knew who she was, even if you didn't know who you
come
were.
Come on, come on.
She knew her place, even if you didn't know yours.
Yes.
And I want to illustrate. I want to illustrate someone I have a little bit of regard for. I don't know her. I don't know her that well, but from far, the things I've heard of her, I heard her podcast, and I know her in that way through that, through hearing the things she has said and the things that are written about her, and and listening to her speak from far, is Michelle Obama.
Yes.
You know, someone that even her husband had a lot of regard for her as a lawyer, as an attorney. She's exceptionally intelligent woman. And the Obamas came to the UK, and I'll never forget, and it was news at the time, but for me, there were lessons to be learned there. And what I was saying about how the Queen, even when you didn't know who you were, she knew who she was. Even when you stepped out of line, she stayed in line. When the Obamas came and were received at Buckingham Palace and hosted by the Queen, and it was time for the photo opportunity, Michelle Obama stands next to her and put her arm out and on her back. And I'm like, girl, this is not Washington, D.C. You do not do that. You know, she's not your girl, my girl. I'm just going to hug her up.
The American
photo.
Way, the American style.
Yeah. Just hug her up for the photo. Put your hand down. But the Queen didn't move. She didn't move her body. She didn't wiggle out of the way. She didn't flinch. She knew who she was. She maintained her dignity, her composure. And it wasn't until, and she was like gracious with it. Hey, it's no big deal.
It's interesting you said that, because I saw today they I think it was when President Biden and his first lady, I think they had something happening at the Buckingham Palace, and when they came, she was standing there. When they came and they approached her, it's so funny, you highlighted that, because she just stood there. And I think we know this, hey, for you our American listeners out there, we love you, we really do. But there's a way that they present themselves.
Yes.
We are American. That's it with them. And with the royal family, with the Queen, she was, and I'm the Queen. We had to do a
high five in the studio.
We couldn't help it. Because the point is, again, I'm going to go back to, because this is what we're talking about today. We're talking about the Queen.
Yeah.
And we also are talking about positive parenting, the new norm.
Yeah.
We've got some lessons to learn from this, from her life, from her legacy. And those things, we should not think, well, she's royalty. We are royalty.
Yes. Oof.
Come on now.
Come on.
We are royalty.
Yeah.
Let us behave
like
we're, let us remember we come from the King. That's why I said it. The King of Kings. And the Lord of Lords. So we are a royal priesthood. Let's act on it. Let's change the dynamics of our family. Things are going on. They happen to go on in her life, her family. Things are going on in our family. Let's look at the positives and let's see how we can work some things new for the better, so it could become the new norm in our family.
And just as it was for her, through the turbulence of the times, through the challenges, the difficulties, the Diana saga.
Come on, come on.
You know, her husband, her son, her firstborn son.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Who had, let's just go there, because it's not like it didn't happen.
May as well.
Who had a wife but had his eyes somewhere else. Disappointed her. She got scammed by some people in interviews, and then she went off with this other guy, Al-Fayed, and then all of that sort of scandal going on. She's sitting there thinking, you are sullying the name of this family. But she wasn't out there in the street expressing her rage, cussing up her son, cussing up Diana. She was a woman of dignity.
Yes.
And highly. How many times do we, in one side of the family, our son brings home some girl we didn't like, we're standing in the street cussing up the girl. Hey, maintain your dignity.
Amen.
Maintain your composure, your position. You understand? So she didn't do that.
Yeah.
And through that difficulty and Diana's death, The world blamed the royal family. Mm. The world did.
True.
And there are many. Yeah, let's say that for a second. Mm-hmm. You know, because right now he's the king, as mm-hmm. it were. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the heir apparent. Mm-hmm. There are many who have not forgiven his wife.
Yes.
We haven't forgotten.
Yeah.
And there are many who don't know and understand the power and the freedom that comes from forgiveness. Mm-hmm. To just forgive that, allow it, let it go.
It's deep, yeah.
But this woman showed grace to Camilla. Mm-hmm. She showed that. She made, like I said, even if Camilla didn't know who she was, mm-hmm. Queen Elizabeth knew who she was.
Yeah.
Even if Charles, even if, what's his, Andrew.
Mm. Well, come on now.
Should we talk about that? Even if Andrew didn't know who he was, Queen Elizabeth knew. She was. And she's been that steadfast, steady character through the family, through all the zigging and zagging and the upping and downing of that family.
Yeah. Wow. You know what? We better be praying. We gotta pray. You know, because at the end of the day, it's not by chance. God is not sitting up in heaven saying, oh no, I just got an email.
Yeah, I just got an alert. BBC just got a alert.
Memo. You know, BBC just texted me and said to me, you know, the Queen's got no.
The Queen's unwell.
Yeah. So the point is, you know, we know changes are coming. We know changes mean we don't have control. We can't just say, well, I've got this in control. It doesn't work like that. Change brings about sometimes things that are completely alien to you, completely out of control, and you're like, oh my God. But God, thank God, he is stable. So we're gonna have to be in some serious prayer for the family,
indeed,
and for this nation,
indeed. Because ultimately, you like it or loathe it, that is the first family of this nation.
Absolutely.
That is the first family of this nation.
Yep.
And what does the scripture say? To pray for those who are in authority. Listen, if it is well with them, it'll be well with us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying if they're teeth in all the money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If it is well, because if they're teeth in the money, it's not well with them.
True.
You know, if it is well with them, spirit, soul, and body, it'll be well with us. That they may rule with wisdom, rule with dignity, rule with good counsel, rule in the will of the Lord.
Yes.
That in a similar way, we just got a new prime minister. And as we were preparing, and I was thinking about today's show, I was thinking, are we going to talk about Liz Truss? Are we going to talk about that? You know, we got a new prime minister, Elizabeth Truss, and we lost our queen, Elizabeth II.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. That's awesome.
Two Elizabeths. In fact, let me say this and I'm going to pass over to you. There was a newspaper front page the day after the prime minister was given the job, after Liz Truss was appointed as prime minister. Mm-hmm. I can't remember, the Mirror or something. And it had showed the moment that they shook their hands. And there was a caption above it that said, "Hello, Liz."
Yes.
Coming from both of them, because they're both Elizabeth.
Wow.
Hello, Liz. Hello, Liz. Wow. I thought that was quite good. And in some regards, it was a handover from one Liz
to another.
And
that's the thing, you know, again, you know, being that our program, Being Mindful, is about discussing topics that matter to us as Christians, that matter to our everyday lives, be it around our mental health, be around, you know, politics, be around our family, be around employment, be around business, be whatever it will, you know, relating to wellness, whatever it may well be. It's important that we think about, well, okay, we are about to step over into a new day. What does that look like? How do I handle that? And yes, we're talking about, you know, positive parenting, the new norm, but what does that mean for me as an individual? What does that mean for me as a family member? What does that mean for me as a brother or a sister or in the church or whatever it may be? So, you know, there is a lot for us to consider, but there's a lot for us to pray about. There's a lot for us to say, Lord, we need your guidance here.
Yes.
We need your input here. We need your wisdom. Yes. And let's be, we've always spoken about being, you know, intentional. We spoke about purpose a few weeks back, I believe. You know, so... going back, something you said about, you know, her sons or brothers or whatever, sort of having moments of not getting on, I'll put it that way, and not being in agreement.
Mm.
Harry's here.
Yeah. He is.
Thank God he's here.
Yes, he is.
Meghan's here.
Yes.
You know, I think earlier on before I arrived in, you know, in the studio, they were talking about Harry making his way up to Balmoral.
Yeah.
But he was traveling alone.
Yes.
And I remember thinking, please let her go too. She needs to go.
But I think there was a little bit of a play there because William also went alone.
William went alone.
Catherine stayed back.
Okay.
With the children.
Okay, cool.
So it makes sense for Meghan to stay back with the children.
Okay.
It was the direct.
Okay, because the news kept emphasizing he was traveling alone.
Yes.
I hadn't realized that.
So William went in a car with his two uncles. He drove, and his two from Edinburgh, he drove to Balmoral, and his two uncles, Andrew and Edward. Andrew sat next to him. Edward was in the back seat.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. And so it was the immediate family. Okay. You had to be a descendant that went. So even Camilla was in Scotland, but she wasn't there by the Queen's side.
Okay.
Yeah. It was her children and her grandchildren specifically were there.
All right. Thank you for I'm glad.
So I think there was some sort of protocol around that. Maybe it was listen, I only want my children and my grandchildren. Maybe it was one of those. Sure. You know.
I'm glad you've really clarified that. Yes. That was a bit like, you know, please let her go. But obviously in due time, that means they will be there. Kate and obviously Meghan will be there
as well.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, thank you for listening. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Being Mindful on PHBC Radio, where we talk about issues pertaining to our quality of life as Christians. Today, we're just talking about the impact of the life and legacy of Queen Elizabeth II. We're going to have a short music break now, one more track, as we often do this time of the show. And this is quite a well-known song, a well-known hymn sung in churches across the world. But this particular version is by Bart Millard with I Stand Amazed.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and I wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned and clean. How marvelous, how wonderful. Song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. He took my sins and my sorrow and made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. How marvelous, how wonderful in my song shall live. Joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. I will sing. How marvelous, how wonderful in my song.
Welcome back, everyone. It's great to have you with us today. We are so happy that you're here. And we want to say thank you because, you know, without you, we wouldn't be here. Thanks for all the comments that are coming in. Thanks for all the comments that are adding to what we're discussing today. So for those of you who've just joined us, we are speaking about Queen Elizabeth II, who, if you've not known or haven't heard, has gone home, has died, has passed away this afternoon. And so we are discussing positive parenting, the new normal. And obviously we are speaking about the Queen and her family. You know, if you want to get in contact with us, please do so via our handles, social media handles at PHBC London. That's Twitter, Facebook, and I believe it's Instagram, right? And also, if you have the app, and I do hope you have the app. If you don't, please download it. It's a fantastic app. You can tap on directly to contact us at the studio, and it will just, your message will come straight through to us. So, based upon what we were talking about before going on to that break, you know, I want to talk about the Queen and her influence and what that means for us as a family. So, what do you think? What's your thoughts?
Well, I think we already touched on it a little bit. We alluded to it somewhat in talking about her leadership and how she was this steadfast. She was a mother. You know, it's easy to say, oh, you know, she was a queen, she was a monarch. She was a mother. And we saw that motherhood. You know, we saw it even when her grandchildren were falling out.
Yeah.
She had that time with Harry.
Yes.
Even when her sons had fallen out, you know, and she didn't, it wasn't a problem for her to say to her own son, Andrew, listen, you messed up. I'm taking your title away from you. We saw the discipline of the mother in that. We saw her take a stand for what was right.
Boundaries. Yeah.
Positive parenting.
Yes.
And it's easy to talk about, well, these are people in their 60s and 70s and the woman's in her 90s, but it's still parenting.
People
there are things
people.
We can still say. People are people. Families are families. Because they're still human.
Yes.
So they're still susceptible to the same choices.
Yes.
Even though they live completely foreign lives to us, alien lives, different lives. You know, these are people who've never walked into McDonald's at 9 o'clock at night.
Highly privileged.
You know, these are people who, you know, who've never, you know, never had to queue. You know, they've never used
a bus pass or
auto,
tram
auto
or something.
Never Oyster card.
Queuing up.
They've never used it. They've never had to, you know, tap. They don't understand the idea of click and collect. You know,
wow.
They've never used that. You know, or the self-checkout. They've never used the self-checkout. Yet, we see, and I think in some regards it's worse because the whether for good or for bad, they live under a microscope.
Yes.
What are whatever they do for good will be judged. Whatever they do for bad will be judged. And that's why we see psychologically sometimes when they have this sort of tantrum type thing going on, where they're like, you know what, I don't care. I'm just going to, you know, there was a time Harry used to do weird and crazy things, dressing up as Nazis and all of this sort of stuff. And people were criticizing him. But you know, Jack down the road and Corey did it. You know.
I remember he lost his mother.
Yes.
As a child. So the only mother
he
knew of was his grandmother.
And many of us, perhaps some of us listening today, perhaps it's not us, but we know people who've been raised by their grandmother.
Come on.
And so she brought that motherhood to her reign. She brought the motherhood to the monarchy, and we saw that. And we saw that as certainly as an example for us.
Yeah.
Even as Christians. Now, some of us listening, some people listening right now, whether you're listening live or you're listening on the podcast later on the playback, you're thinking, well, number one, I'm not a mother. Some of you are thinking, well, number one, I'm not even a woman. I'll never be a mother. But there are examples there of care,
absolutely,
of leadership, of you know, of being an example that we can draw from for our own.
And also, you see, you know, the thing about positive parenting is about bringing out the best in your child.
Yes.
Not just your child, as you said already, to those that are around you, those that are in your or under your influence.
Yes, yes.
Bringing out the best in them means encouraging, means at sometimes putting boundaries in place.
Yes.
Means at sometimes saying no.
No.
Means at, remember, I think last week we spoke about a helicopter.
Helicopter
parenting style and free range. And,
yes.
You know, and
yes.
I was thinking, what on earth? But the point is, the tiger. That was another one we spoke about last week.
The tiger style. That says,
you know, the one that's always looking over, overlooking, and sometimes kind of getting a bit too, you know, protective at times. But the point is, I think, and I keep saying this, we need to look at our own families based upon what's happened today, because it's going to have an effect on this nation.
Yes.
This, what has happened today is going to have an effect on this nation. And that means you and me. That means how we see things from here on. So in terms of looking in my own family, let me carry my own baggage. Let me deal with the issues that are there, because nobody's saying everyone's family is perfect.
Mm-mm.
And you know what? Let's be real here. If the royal family were perfect, then they'd be untouchable.
Mm.
There'd be no unrelatable. And that wouldn't really work, because guess what? We all need God. So in terms of God, where, what, how, what does it look like for us? And that really means, God help us all. God help this nation. God help King-to-be Charles III and his wife and Harry and William and whatever. And the diversity, equality that's going on and has been in their family, which some may say they struggle to embrace, you know, concerning Meghan. Let's think about the grandchildren.
Mm.
So what, we've got a responsibility here, and let's start with our own family. Let's start with our own neighbours. Let's start with our own community.
You talked there a little bit, you touched on the faith dynamic and God in this. This woman lived a life that still pointed back to God.
100%.
And we saw this.
Yeah.
We saw it in the way, what could we say about her life?
Mm.
You know, somebody said once, if being a Christian was illegal, if it was against the law, would there be enough evidence to convict you?
That's deep.
If being a Christian was against the law,
wow.
Is there enough evidence to convict you?
Mm.
Oof.
That's deep.
So taking Christianity and looking at it from the other side.
Yeah.
Not, is there enough evidence to prove you're a Christian?
Yeah.
Is there enough evidence to prove you are not a Christian?
Yeah.
You know, would your Christianity be so clear and obvious and stark that you're going straight to jail?
Mm-hmm.
Or
would
they say, well, maybe. If there's a shadow of a doubt of your Christianity, are you living like that?
Yeah, I hear you.
And this woman, Queen Elizabeth II, lived a life that we saw. I can't, when I think about the person that I saw, I cannot see, I don't have any doubts about the faith that she had.
Yeah, I agree. I think for what her family, what she had to live through for 70 years, what she had to endure for 70 years, the foundation had to be God. Because she didn't come across as an unstable person. She didn't come across as one who had moments of this blurting out things, you know, uncontrollable. She didn't come across in that manner as if she was not in control. And that takes faith. That takes a foundation in God.
Now, we've established that.
Yeah.
We recognize that. Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was queen.
Mm-hmm.
What did she need God for?
Well, if you think about the song, the starting point of that song says, God save our gracious queen. Now, I'm going to say, you know, upright here, I don't know all the words. This is the rule here, right? Okay, amen. But the point is, everybody sang that song. And so whether they liked it or not, she influenced people that there is a God. And we're saying, God, save our queen. How she died, how she looked, she didn't look, I know she was frail, don't get me wrong, but she didn't look like she was at the end of her.
Do you know what?
Yeah?
Do you know what? I'm just, yeah, let, you, right. You've opened that door now, so, oh, goodness me, we're running out of time. So listen, let me just, I'm no, I'm no, I don't care how much time we have, I'm going to say this. You know, people are like, oh my gosh, she looks so sick. She looks, so, she was 96. She's
amazing.
Yes.
Absolutely.
She amazing. Was 96. Can we just calm down?
Yeah.
Everybody just needs to take a breath.
Yeah. Oh, she lost so much weight. Hello, she's 96.
Yes. Now, this woman was queen over so many nations.
Yes.
What did she want for?
Yeah.
What did she want for?
Yeah.
Time? Okay. Like everybody else. Money? Got it. Tick. Mm-hmm. Clothes? Tick. Access? Tick. Mm-hmm. Luxury? Tick. Mm-hmm. She could snap. She didn't even need to snap her fingers. She'd have bat her eyelashes and something would have happened. Whatever she wanted, they would have made it happen for her. Yes. Face was on our money.
Yes. Yes. On the stamps.
You know, this is her. This was her land.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This was her land.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tick, 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 tick. Yet she recognized the void in her own soul.
Yes.
And knew that her spirit needed God. How much more us that do not have, will never have, could never have access to the kind of wealth, the kind of trappings she had access to. And yet we sometimes treat God with disdain. We act like there's no God.
Wow.
What did she need God for? She needed God for everything.
Yes, so true.
Eve, despite the fact that she had everything, she still
needed
God.
Amen.
And for me, that's the greatest
example.
That's the most powerful example.
Yes.
And you know, you mentioned King Charles III. I mean, the you know, breaking news has said, you know, he will be called King Charles III. What does he believe in? Man don't believe in God.
I know.
So what are we going to sing? God save our...
I have no idea. That's going to be interesting.
Universe save our gracious King.
That's why we've got to pray.
We've absolutely got to pray.
And God always has somebody. He always has people inside the palace. Let's not forget that.
And I think this is really important. You just said, I mean, we've got to pray. We've got to pray. We've got to pray. And there are people inside. He'll always have somebody. He's always got inside men and women.
Always.
He always has.
Yeah.
But even those of us on the outside.
Oh, yes.
Do you know how quickly it is for us to start getting critical and start putting up the jokes and putting up the memes, putting up the this and the that and the other things, instead of getting on our knees and say, because that's in Chronicles, says, if my people.
Yes. Who are called,
By my name shall point their finger in mock and scorn against their leaders and laugh when their leader, when their monarch dies and start cracking jokes. And then I will bless their land. What? What?
I've said this before. I know we've got our time running out, but I say it again. Esther, Joseph, I know there's others we can refer to. Daniel and his friends were put there by God. Let's not forget that. And when they were those inside, and there were those outside. I always say Esther was beside the king as the queen. We know that Nehemiah was the cupbearer.
Yeah.
Mordecai was by the gate.
Yeah.
Ezra's outside. You know, we may not be able to see each other, but we're there.
We're there.
It's time to share. It's time to encourage. It's time to build up and restore back that family unit. Because whether we like it or not, you are my brother.
Yes.
I am your sister.
Yes.
We are each other's keeper.
Yes.
And so if there's issues going on in our families, let's say I need some help. I need some prayer. If there's some skills we need, let me ask the question, how do I do this? What should I do? What's your view? What kind of thing should I do to handle my child who is acting out? One thing is prayer. Second thing is be intentional. We keep using this word week after week. Be intentional about your love, your care, your compassion for your family members.
You've been listening to Being Mindful. As always, it is a joy to have you with us as we discuss issues pertaining to our social, emotional, mental health, our well-being as Christians. thank you so much for joining us on the show. My name is Deji, together in the studio here with Maxine. And until the next time, we say goodbye and God bless you.